"We had to eat our prospective dresses," laughed Alice. "It was like being shipwrecked, when the sailors have to cut their boots into lengths and make a stew of them."
"Alice!" cried Ruth, rather shocked.
"It was so," affirmed the other.
"Why, you must have read of it dozens of times in those novels you're always poring over. The hero and heroine on a raft. She looks up into his eyes and sighs, 'Have another morsel of boot soup, darling.'
Why, the time Dad had to use the money he had half promised me for that charmeuse, and we bought the supper at the delicatessen. You know, when Mr. Blake stopped, and you asked him to stay to tea, when there wasn't a thing in the house to eat. Do you remember that?"
"Yes, but I don't see what it has to do with shipwrecked sailors eating their boots. Really, Alice."
"Of course it was just the same," explained the younger girl merrily. "There was nothing fit to give Mr. Blake, and I took the money that was to have been paid for my charmeuse, and slipped out to Mr. Dinklespatcher's, or whatever his name is, and bought a meal. Well, we ate my dress. That's all, Ruth."
"Why, Alice!"
"And I wish we had it to eat over again," went on the other, with a half-sigh. "I don't know what we are going to do for supper. How much have we in the purse?"
"Only a few dollars."
"And we must save that, I suppose, until Dad gets some salary, which won't be for a time yet. And we really ought to celebrate in some way, now that he's had this bit of good luck. Oh, isn't it just awful to be poor?"
"Hush, Alice, the neighbours will hear you. The walls of this apartment house are so terribly thin."
"I don't care if they do hear. They all know Dad hasn't had a theatrical engagement for ever so long, and they know we haven't any, what you might call, resources, or we wouldn't live here. Of course they know we're poor. That's no news."
"I know, my dear, but you are so outspoken."
"I'm glad of it. Oh, Ruth, when will you ever give up trying to pretend what we are not? You're a dear, nice, sweet, romantic sister, and some day I hope the fairy prince will come riding past on his milk-white steed. And, say, Ruth, why should a prince always ride a milk-white steed? There's something that's never been explained. All the novels and fairy stories have milk-white steeds for the hero to prance up on when he rescues the doleful maiden. And if there's any colour that gets dirtier sooner, and makes a horse look most like a lost hope, it's white. Of course I know they can keep a circus horse milk-white, but it isn't practical for princes or heroes. The first mud puddle he splashed through. And, oh say, if the prince should fail in his fortunes later, and have to hire out to drive a coal-wagon, wouldn't his milk-white steed look sweet then? There goes one now!" And she pointed out of the window to the street below.